As Pat announced, this is the last Sunday of the month, and as it is our tradition to have a singing services, our word this morning will be, after me, will be Brother Jeff Holt, and after Brother Jeff will be Brother Benson McAllister, after Benson will be Brother Bobby Schiffman, and after Bobby will be Brother Grady McAllister. Then we'll have Kyle Pope, who will do our invitation. If you would, please turn with me in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. If you would, in your big books, if you're using your book, please turn to page number 251, 251, I'm Happy Today. And if it is convenient for you, would you please stand for this song? Let's all sing. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm happy today, in Jesus Christ. I'm happy today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today, oh yes, I'm singing today, in Jesus Christ.
Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness to all generations. Number 487, a new creature. 487. Also me, buried with Christ, my blessed Redeemer, death to the old life of folly and sin. Satan, make all the world may entreat me. There is no voice that answers within. Dead to the world, to voices that call me. Living anew, obedient but free. Dead to the choice. Call me.
to the world, to voices that call me, living anew, obedient and free, dead to the joys that once did enthrall me, yet it's
roar with thou. morning. Before we sing, I would like to read you a verse from Matthew 5, and it's verse 16. It says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." In the supplement, if you're using the book, turn to song number 20. In His image God created you. In new birth He gave you life anew. And His matchless love you now proclaim. You must sing to glorify His name. Christian, remember who you are today. Supplement number 66. I would like to point out that at the beginning where it says, "Hear, O Israel," we will say that twice before going to the Lord thy God is one God. Hear, O Israel.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. You would turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'll be reading verses 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. First song would be number 538, Majesty. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from His throne unto His song, His anthem raise. So exalt, lift upon high the name of Jesus. Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. So exalt, lift upon high the name of Jesus. Song number 660, I will sing of the mercies. Number 660. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth.
Please take your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 3. You're reading a short passage in Colossians chapter 3. In verse 23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Number 664. He took my burdens all away, up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. Wonderful song I now can sing, in my heart's joy bells ring. He gave me a song,
he gave me a song,
a wonderful song,
a wonderful song. He gave me a song,
he gave me a song,
to sing about,
to sing about.
He gave
Song will be number 683. Sing and be happy, number 683.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see, my friend, trust in His promises grand. Sing and be happy, press along to the goal. Trust in Him who leads in peace, will keep your soul. Let all the way be faithful, look to Him. Sing, be happy today.
Grady, and thank you, Fred, for putting this together. Thank you to all the men that have led us this morning. Please open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3 that Grady just took us to. But I'd like us to look up at the very beginning of the chapter and just end our time together today by reading the first few verses here of Colossians chapter 3. Beginning in verse 1, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, and evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his new deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is all and in all." In this passage, I'd like you to notice two kinds of elements that I think are prominent in these verses. First, you'll notice that right off the bat, Paul is speaking to those that he describes as having been raised with Christ. And he urges them to focus their minds and their life in a certain direction. But what does it mean to be raised with Christ? You'll notice that he seems to be talking about some sense in which, notice verse 3, these who to whom he's writing had died, and their life, he says, is now hidden with Christ in God. And they look forward to, verse 4, this time when Christ, who now is their life, one day will appear. And I think it speaks to that second coming that Jesus will one day bring about. But I want us to notice here, as he talks about this, how is it that the Bible teaches one may die with Christ and rise with him? If we were to go to Romans chapter 6, Paul in Romans chapter 6 will talk about a type of death and resurrection that takes place. When one, recognizing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, is baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6 that they are buried with him in the likeness of his death and then raised with him in the likeness of his resurrection. But a second thing I call you to notice in these verses in Colossians 3 is Paul, as he talks to those who have been raised with Christ, who have died, he talks to them about the focus of their mind and the focus of their behavior. He tells them, you've put off the old man, but notice he urges them to recognize that if you've done that, then you need to follow through in your life and make sure that you're not still living in ways that the old man that died lived. And so he tells them in verses 5 and following that there are things they are to put to death. Not in the sense of going out and actually killing someone. He's talking about their own members of their person, their body, their life. They're not to let immorality, they're not to let evil desire, they're not to let idolatry and covetousness be a part of who they are. In fact, he warns them in verse 6 that if they don't do that, and remember, he's talking to those that are Christians who have been raised with Christ, it is because of those things the wrath of God will come. But he urges them then in verse 8 to think about even those things that might not seem to us to be the same type of serious sins, if you will. But he talks to them then about wrath and anger. He talks to them about the kind of language that they ought to use. They shouldn't lie with one another. Why? Notice the end of verse 9 there. You have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man. I want to ask you this morning, have you put off the old man? Have you put on the new man? What this is talking about is that new birth in Christ that can happen. If you were here this morning, you've never put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. You've never confessed that faith before men. You are continuing to live in sin. You have not repented and turned away from sin. Sin has separated you from God. You need to be baptized into Christ that your sin might be washed away. And as we just read here in Colossians chapter 3, in doing so, you can be raised with Christ. You can become new in Christ. You can become a new creation. In so doing, if you're here and as a Christian, maybe you look at your life and you think, well, I've been baptized into Christ, but there's still a lot of things that I engage in that are not what the Lord would have me to do. They are the sins of that old man, if you will. I hope that we can recognize from this text, we've got to stop that. We've got to put that away. And a blessing we have in Christ is that we have one another, that we can encourage one another to do what we ought to. And if you find yourself in that condition where maybe you've been raised with Christ, but there are certain parts of your old man you haven't yet put to death, if there's a way that we can help you with that, encourage you to be what you ought to, and pray to God on your behalf, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.
Why keep Jesus waiting, waiting in the cold? He will bear you gently, gently to His fold. See His soul. Thank you, Cal, for those words. I want to thank all the men that participated in leading song this morning. We have a number of men that do a fantastic job here. We have lots of good song leaders, and we are so blessed. If we have no further announcements, we'll be led in prayer.
Let's bow, please. Holy Father, we're so thankful unto Thee for all Thy goodness toward us. We're privileged and blessed, Father, by having been here this morning, and we're thankful for the occasion. We're thankful for saints, fellow saints, for those of like precious faith, those who love Thee, love Thy word, Thy law, and love truth, and seek truth, and find it as Jesus promised. We're thankful, Father, for the facilities we have here, for this good group that meets here, and we pray, Father, that our service may always be pleasing unto Thee, that we'll laud and magnify Thee above the skies and provoke one another to love and good works as we have need. Be with us as we leave this place. Bless us in our service unto Thee and bring us back safely the next time we're scheduled to meet. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.